Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's N-I-T-E GUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, my co-host and poultry advocate, Pat Foreman. I want to take a moment to thank you for listening today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. This radio is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can listen Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But remember, you can also listen to all the archive shows 24 hours a day at iTunes, podcast.com, Zoom.com, and many other podcast applications. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. Every day during the show, we have a live chicken chat room that goes on. We have people from all over the world. Actually, we have regular listeners from Belgium and Australia and all across Europe. Tune in, listen to the show live and on our podcast, but they also participate in the live chat room where you can meet other people all around the country that keep backyard poultry and want to learn more about that and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. To register, just go to blogtalkradio.com to our homepage there. Click on the chat now button. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time. Meet some new friends and talk about backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Again, I want to thank you all very much for listening today on Blog Talk Radio to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. Alrighty, without further ado, it is time to welcome my wonderful, wonderful co-host, author, and an incredible poultry advocate, Pat Foreman. Give me just a second, Pat, while I we're on just a little bit of an extra delay, and I'll tell all you guys why here in just a second. Pat, you should be live now. Welcome.
Okay. Can you hear me okay, Whisper?
I can hear you just fine. How am I coming through?
Oh, you're coming through very good. Very good, given you're on location in Nashville, Tennessee, right?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm at mile marker 309 on Interstate I-75 North. We just pulled over. I got the laptop in my lap. I got my earbuds in. I'm calling in on my BlackBerry. Jen's driving the SUV up the road. And so we're just north of, It's absolutely amazing, this technology we have today. Broadcasting live all over the world. Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. There's a big semi-truck out my right window. And we're about at 309 up here, coming towards, probably coming into Dalton area, not quite Rome yet, but we are north of Cartersville, Georgia, and heading up I-75, broadcasting the radio show live. No, I am not driving. My lovely better half is driving. We just made the switch, and so yes, we are coming to you live, still in Georgia, but on our way to Nashville on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Last week we were in St. Louis. Last weekend we were in Savannah. Now we're heading up to Nashville. Next week we'll be in Dallas, and then wrapping it up on this leg in New York City. So we're having a great time. You can get lots of information at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. What's so funny?
A lot?
I didn't say a lot. Jen's making fun of me because a lot of times in the garden, and we laugh sometimes at the things that the little kids say. Because kids say the darndest things, but they say a lot, and so I just say lots, right? Anyway, what do you know? So we don't have webcam today. I'm on a different laptop today. The one that should last for an hour, the battery. The other one battery won't last this long. So, heading up 75, having a good time. Thanks for joining us, Pat. Always fun time in this high-tech world of broadcasting. And want to remind everybody that depending on where you live, the Martha Stewart Show just wrapped up. It was taped back on Tuesday of this week, and it aired today. I think it was 11 a.m. Eastern Standard. I believe it's NBC. When it aired this morning, I did not see it. Of course, I was on the road. But she did a whole show on the benefits of backyard poultry, the backyard poultry movement, self-sustaining lifestyle. She had over 100 people in her audience that kept backyard poultry and backyard goats and did that sort of thing. And a lot of listeners of the radio show were in the audience. They brought their chickens. I know that Tracy with My Pet Chicken was featured, and a lot of authors, the story authors, and Susan Orlean with the New Yorker was on. And so I didn't get to see it. Maybe I'll see a repeat or catch it online. But anyhow, it was that was on today. So hopefully a lot of you saw it. And hopefully that will be a good another good resource for people to get interested in keeping backyard poultry all across the country, and then they can search out to the many other websites that are out there: backyardchickens.com, urbanchickens.net, of course, chickenwhisperer.net, the radio show, lots of resources out there. Books like Pat Forman's City Chicks, Day Range Poultry, Chicken Tractor. They can do their research and then jump into the hobby of keeping backyard chickens. So, and there's another resource we're going to spend a little bit of today talking about, and that is our meetup groups all across the country, because that's a great and such a great fun resource for people in the local arena to meet others with backyard chickens and whatnot. But without further ado, because it is Friday, it's a fun Friday. Hopefully I can get everything to work while I'm heading up the road here to take some callers. That's just amazing. But right now, I'm going to go to the phone line, and I'm going to talk to Peach. Now, give me a second, Peach, because things are a little bit delayed here, because we're not on super-duper high-speed DSL or super-duper anything, really. I may have to push this button 5 or 6 times. There she is. Peach with RandallBerkey.com is on the air with our hatchery special of the day. Peach, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Andy. You sound great for being on the road, I have to say. Modern technology.
I'm telling you, high-tech stuff. Let me tell you, sitting here in the front seat with the laptop and the BlackBerry and the laptop stick, catching the internet and broadcasting live. We're coming up on Calhoun, Georgia, on our way to Nashville to have a big event tomorrow at Columbia Farm Supply. We're going to have a broadcasting live tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern. And then having a two-hour Getting Started with Backyard Poultry workshop that we're going to have. And then tonight, well, I'll tell you in a little bit, but where we're going to be tonight, you can come out in Nashville. We're going to be on Broadway there, kind of like Music Row. We've got a dinner scheduled with our meetup group at a barbecue joint, so we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But everybody's wanting to know what our hatchery special of the day is from RandallBerkey.com. Tell us about
it. Okay. Well, I don't want to keep anybody waiting any longer. We've got the Super Bowl feeder. So that's it's a great item. You can holds up to 50 pounds of feed. You can get it with or without the lid. And we've got that for 20% off. It's a great, just straightforward, easy-to-use feeder. Fill it up. Feed the chickens.
And that holds 50 pounds.
Holds 50 pounds. So you don't have to be carting that feed around. You just put it in there. Do it once, you know.
That's awesome.
Easy on the back. Yeah.
Easy on the schedule, too. You can put it holds 50 pounds. That's one bag of Purina Sunfresh Recipe layer you can put in there. And then then you can go. Yeah, I had to get that in there, wink, wink. And then you can go on a long weekend. You can head up to Nashville or Chattanooga and come see the Chicken Whisperer. So go ahead, order your 50-pound feeder from Randall Berkey. Fill it up with feed. Get you a 7-gallon water while you're there at RandallBerkey.com. and then your chickens are going to, hey, get a flock block, because that'll give them some extra feed and while you're gone, and then come on up to Nashville and see the Chicken Whisperer tomorrow and learn more about backyard poultry. But so how can they order the 50-pound feeder?
Well, they can do this one of two ways, Andy. They can either log on our website at www.randallburkey.com, or they can pick up the phone and dial us at 800-531-1097.
That's great. That's great. And, yeah, 50-pound feeder. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, Peach, I'm looking at it on your website, and it looks like a very cheery, bright red and green kind of Christmas colors for a feeder, too. I like that.
Colors. You know, we got to see colors, right? Colorful.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I just helped paint a kitchen exactly those colors, the cabinets and the countertop, and it's so cheery. It just looks great in there. Yeah. But anyway, I should get a feeder now to match the kitchen.
That's right. You put your potatoes and stuff in it.
Yeah, there you go. Just hang them up and just away. Hey, Peach, I got to tell you, yesterday we went to a retirement center, Kendall, here in Lexington, Virginia, and we took along two of those little peeps that you guys donated to the chicken stimulus package to promote local food production.
Yes.
And, of course, they've grown pretty big now, but they were a hit. There were some kids there, too, during an Easter egg hunt. And we also took Oprah Henfrey, the Chanticleer hen, and we just had a blast. But we had a therapy dog, a therapy chicken, and two little therapy chicks.
Isn't that great? Oh, that's
yeah.
Wonderful.
In fact, I can send you pictures, but I don't have your email.
Well, it's very easy, peach@randallburkey.com.
Yep.
Well, that's easy enough. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and forward you the email to him. I just put them on my Facebook, so... they'll probably be getting some comments about those, but it was such an amazing day, and it totally, totally changed the archetype and the stereotype of some people's views of both chicks and chickens. So it was a super day.
Well,
so yet again,
so
thank
great.
You for donating those.
We're happy to do whatever we can here to.
Yep, we took along your catalogs and passed them out.
Great.
So they're over there, too. It would be wonderful. The activities director, Laura, really liked him. In fact, she held Oprah for quite a while, Oprah Henfrey. And I'm going to talk to her later about maybe getting chickens out there, a little flock for the whole center that people could just kind of go and hang out with and talk with. So
we'll see. Yeah, I think it's great. In fact, I just took an order, I think two days ago, from a lady that has a homeless shelter for women and children. And, she said that what joy it brings, and they enjoy checking out all the different chickens and collecting the eggs and maybe even start incubating. So I think that's great. Really get them involved. So.
Yeah. Well, it's so much fun. And you just, the people's faces change. I mean, there was one lady that was really afraid of chickens, and I was kneeling down with the Henfrey on my arm, and then this little kid came up, because there were kids there doing the Easter egg hunt, too, started petting the hen, and so she finally just reached out and just touched her, and then she saw how soft and clean she was and started to smile and started to pet her. It was just so, it was really touching. I mean, you could just see her mind going, oh, this is nice. This is great. So,
And Oprah enjoyed it, too, didn't she?
She does. She is such a ham. I mean, she amazes me every time that I take her out. It's uncanny how she loves to be around with people.
Well, wonderful.
Anyway.
Well, that's all great news. I really appreciate y'all sharing that with me. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, what we're doing, in fact, I'll just put it. While you're on the line there, what we're doing is getting a certified therapy hen program up with collaboration with the Gossamer Foundation, and we're setting some standards and just make sure that they're safe so they don't flap or freak out, and we'll actually issue a certificate of certified therapy hens for those that can just sort of get their individual chickens through this program. So that way it becomes a whole new ball game of having been trained and specifically trained to be with people. And
how
that ought to bust a whole bunch of stereotypes. I mean, just a bunch of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited. Oh, yeah. Excited about that.
Excited. I love it. Oh, well, great. Well, excellent. I really you got some good stuff going on. Hopefully you send me those emails, Pat.
I will. I'll do it just as soon as I can type it in here.
Oh, awesome. All right. Is Andy still with us?
Well, you're never sure.
I'm still here. I thought I wasn't for a minute because Jen was hauling up the right outside lane, and there was a slow-moving vehicle with a trailer and an 18-wheeler on our left, and she punched it, and woo!
Oh, boy.
I'm glad I'm still here. Yep, glad I'm still here.
Good thing you're not driving on top of everything.
No, definitely wouldn't want to do that. Definitely wouldn't want to do that. So, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I thought about that. I said, oh, yeah, I got the laptop out, the earbuds, the BlackBerry, and I'm driving. Nope. We stopped, pulled over, and Jen's driving. So that's super. So a 50-pound feeder, Randall Berkey, 20% off using the key code WHISPER, and you can either call them or you can order it online at randallberkey.com. And, of course, other than Fridays, any other time, 24 hours a day at Randall Berkey, if you use the key code WHISPER, you get 10% off your purchase there. So it is the season. I know you're going to need a lot of things for your backyard. So head on over to randallberkey.com and take advantage of the key code WHISPER and get your 10% off or 20% off the 50-pound feeder. So, Paige, thank you very much for joining us today. We hope you have a great weekend. And Paige, we are coming to Texas. We're coming to Dallas, and we're going to be actually an event in Terrell on Tuesday night, and then I think that's the 6th. And then on the 8th, on Thursday night, we're going to be in Waxahachie, Texas. But two events, Tuesday night, Terrell, Texas, and then Thursday night, Waxahachie, Texas. And then we're going to be broadcasting live on Tuesday. They're in East Dallas from Walton's Garden Center. That's on Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting live there. Let's see, Wednesday, I think we're going to be broadcasting live at a meetup group member's home in her backyard, and she implements water barrels, and she's got the chicken coop, she's got the biopod. We're going to be interviewing the owner and the creator of the biopod, thebiopod.com. It's very cool. I just got one this week, so we're anxious to start hooking that up and producing grubs for our chickens as a little treat. And then Thursday, not sure we'll be broadcasting live yet on Thursday, but we will have a show then. So we are coming out towards your way, Pete. So I know it's a little bit of a drive, so probably won't be able to hook up, but we'll be close. We'll be close to Randall Berkey.
You know, at least we know, you know, you're close by. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We may not be
absolutely
there, but we're in spirit for sure.
Absolutely. There in spirit. Perfect. Well, thanks, Pete, for joining us, and
sure.
You have a great weekend. And we're going to let you go, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll have a little bit more chickens in the news, and we're going to talk a little bit about meetup groups and different ways you can learn about and resources you can talk about with keeping backyard poultry, where you can get all kinds of information. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
Not hearing anything, Andy.
Yep, I'm working on it.
Okay. I didn't know if I should talk or entertain or tap dance or do whatever.
I'm working on it here. And we may not have commercials today, which is fine with me. But
you have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom-labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
still there, Pat?
Yeah, I'm here, Whisper.
Okay, good deal. All righty, we're just a little bit slow here on the commercials. Any time now, they may start up and interrupt us. So.
You're slow on the commercial, but fast on the interstate. So.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fine. I got a couple of to roll here. Let's see if it's reloading here, maybe. Nope. So, hey, any second the commercial may start to play. If so, that's just technology for us. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're at mile marker 330 on I-75 northbound, heading up to Nashville, Tennessee. We haven't reached Chattanooga yet to make our left on Interstate 24 to head us up into Nashville, but we are on the road. Wanted to come to you. I know that the radio show is a big part of my day and my life, and I enjoy being here, and I know Pat does too. So whatever we can do, even if we have a technical difficulty here or there, we still want to come to you because we know that you like to take a hour lunch break, depending on where you're at. We got a lot of listeners out in California. Good morning to you, but to join us for an hour of your day and talk about backyard poultry. Want to talk today a little bit. Well, actually, Pat, first let's see if you have any chickens in the news, if you have access to that. I do not, being on the road.
I do.
If you have any, great. Okay, let's hear it.
I do. I've been kind of saving a few of them. Here's an interesting one that comes from the Philadelphia, and it's in their arts and entertainment section of all things, but they go fresh, free range, and natural, interpreting what's on the label. And this is from the Philadelphia Daily News. And what this is so true, because words have become meaningless in some sense, because they're either legally been watered down, or they've just become so common. And so they have a list here of what these different labels mean when you buy chicken or other meat products. And it says packaging has more labels these days than a mummer's costume has sequins. Okay, so here's how to sort out the facts from the flesh. Free-farmed, according to the American Humane Association, has verified that animals had, among other things, access to, this is the basics, clean water, food, and that no antibiotics was used in promoting the growth. So that's what the definition of free-farmed is. You know, in my mind, that free-farmed is a little bit different, has green trees and pastures and flowing streams, but it only means that they have access to clean water and food, and no antibiotics was used to promote growth. Free range and free ranging, on the other hand, has had access, in quotes, to the outdoors, which means that only the door to the coop was left open for a few hours. So that's kind of meaningless, quite frankly. Fresh just means that the bird's internal temperature never dropped below 24 degrees. Now, what temperature does water freeze at? 32 degrees, right? So anyway, they're still fresh if they're not frozen hard as a rock. Okay. Kosher just means it was prepared according to the Jewish dietary laws, and salt can be added for that. Natural means no artificial ingredients or color were added, and that the bird was minimally processed, in quotes. So it's not a helpful label. There's absolutely no verification of what natural means. So when they say natural, I'm not sure what that means. No additives means, again, that no colors, preservatives, or flavors, including salt. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration share authority over the approval of additives in meat and poultry. But there's no standard of guidance or verification for the manufacturers using the no additives label. So this is amazing to me. Even though you have the no additives label, that doesn't mean that there's no verification that that is actually fact. And it goes on. I guess the point is that I'm trying to bring out is it gets back to knowing your producers. If you really know your producers, you know how the animals have been raised. A lot of these terms just really don't tell you anything. Well, not much anyway. So. That came from the Philadelphia Daily News. You want me to go on, Whisper?
Yes.
Okay. Milwaukee. Okay, Milwaukeeans hatch a plan for chicken raising. And this is by Brian Moon. And they said about 100 Milwaukee residents, including government officials, gathered for a class on raising backyard chickens. Now, what's so amazing about this is that currently backyard chickens are illegal in Milwaukee. you've got 100 citizens there that are taking a class in how to raise chickens. So there's a clue to the future. And this just happened Monday night, not very long ago, about a week ago, that they circulated a petition to lobby for an ordinance that would allow the birds, and hard-boiled opponents of such proposals claim the birds would be a noise disturbance. So anyway, that's from Milwaukee. Soon, it sounds like they are soon to be a city with full nests instead of our sad cities that don't have any eggs at all. Want me to go on? Yeah, I got more.
Let's do one more. Yeah, these are great.
Okay. Well, let's see. There's a similar one to the labeling that has to do with eggs, but let me go to poultry with a pedigree. This one hit quite a few news services. It says here, babied chicks and their eggs are flying off the shelves. And this is by Beth Adono, A-D-D-O-N-O, Beth Adono, from the Philadelphia Daily News. And so here we go. Which came first, the local pasture-raised free-roaming chicken or the brown heritage breed organic chicken? Well, most of us eat chicken and eggs regularly, but the question is, what are we getting for our money? That gets back to that labeling little article that I went through. I thought these two dovetailed together pretty nicely. So the question is, where have those chickens and eggs been, and what are your options if you want to branch out from the mass-produced varieties that dominate the supermarket offerings? So whether you're a newly minted locavore or a longtime proponent of the Buy Fresh, Buy Local movement, the notion of supporting smaller farms and farmers is gaining popularity, and it's driven by everything from creative chefs to the Food Network's nonstop foodie programming. And for goodness sakes, this is I didn't know this, but even Walmart is on the Buy Local bandwagon, proof positive that the movement has gone mainstream. So it goes on. I mean, it goes on nicely to say that you might get a 60-cent a pound fryer, 60 cents for 1 pound, or that 99-cent a carton of eggs, but they can bring on a slew of hidden costs that include damaging to your health, the farming industry and humane raising of chickens, and of course the environment degradation because of the excessive manure and nitrogen and phosphorus loading in our streams and rivers and oceans. So cheap food can also mean that a farmer somewhere is getting a raw deal, that animals have been subject to poor and humane husbandry, and that consumers are eating food that may be bad for their health. So this goes on quite a bit more, but what's really wonderful is that this is getting mainstream articles and just an awful lot of press here. Okay, want me to go on?
That's okay. We just had a Kojak with a Kodak passes, if you know what I'm talking about. If you had a CB back in the 70s, you got a bubble gum machine that came by, you know, the police, the pokey, the 5-0.
What are you talking about?
You don't know any of those terms, Pat? Let's see, you got the Kojak with a Kodak is a police with radar. You've got got the bubble gum machine because they got the big the trouble bubble on top, and then back when they just had that one rotating light. You've got what else? The 5-0, which we call it. The police came by. The sheriff, bad boy, what you gonna do? Yeah, they drove by. I guess it's spring break. There's a lot of spring breakers on the road, so I guess the police are gonna be out radaring folks and trying to make some money for these money hungry cities that are out here. So, but no. So you haven't heard all this? Remember back in the 70s, the CDs were hot, and people would say, oh, we got a Kojak with a Kodak up here at exit 4.
That sounds like you were watching Dukes of Hazzard. Is that?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Dukes of Hazzard. That's fighting words. In fact, when I'm up here in Tennessee, when we go to the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow night, we're stopping by the Dukes of Hazzard Museum because they got the General Lee out front. They got the patrol cars. They got Daisy's Jeep. They got Cooter's tow truck, and I just, you know what, I may just have to get you a Dukes of Hazzard shirt or hat while I'm there, Pat.
Oh, gosh. I get all dressed up, but I have no place to go.
somebody in the chat room said, you better look out for anything that's Deliverance-looking, and I don't hear banjo music yet, but we're headed up here to Nashville having a good time. I'm just starting to see signs that say, see Ruby Falls, see Rock City. They're in Chattanooga. I love Chattanooga. Me and my wife both do. We love Nashville, too. In fact, last time we were in Nashville was about 3 years ago. We came up here to a kindergarten conference with her called I Teach K. Had a great time. She went with another one of her really good friends and teachers from her school. And I was talking to somebody in the Nashville area, and I told them, I said, one thing I do remember is that on Broadway there, they have a boot store. And I got some cowboy boots there 3 years ago. They're still wonderful, still wear them. They're still in great shape. But their deal then was buy one pair. Ready for this? Buy one pair, get two additional pair for free. Buy one pair of cowboy boots, you walk out with three pair, even though you paid for one pair. No kidding. And I got Jen a pair, I bought, and then I got two pair. And it's actually buy one, get two free. So I got two pair, Jen got a pair of cowboy boots. So we're going back there. I told somebody about that awesome deal there on Broadway Street, and they said, yeah, that place is still open. They still have the same deal. So hopefully I may go in, and since Jen doesn't wear a shirt too, she made me buy her a pair last time, and she's worn them once. But I may get me three pairs of cowboy boots for the price of one on this trip, Pat.
You'll have to get a bigger closet there, Whisper.
I'm telling you, but I will probably get you a Dukes of Hazzard T-shirt just for spite.
Oh gosh, I'll have to go get wet then.
Either that, or I might get you a Smokey and the Bandit T-shirt if I can find one of those.
Oh dear, I love it.
This is so much fun. Love for Poultry in the chat room just came up and said Fritz is at work and give you a free lunch if you want to stop by Sonic. And so, love for Poultry. Just want to say hi to Laura and Brighton. How y'all doing? I know y'all may be heading up to the family cabin I saw on Facebook. But tell me what exit Fritz is at. We could stop by and get some tots. Jen loves the Sonic tots, and like I said, we don't go out very often. But Jen likes their grilled chicken, and sometimes has a hard time turning down their tots, tater tots. So. And a smoothie. You do
tater
like
tots.
The Sonic smoothie. She does like the tater tots. Can you imagine how bad for you they are? But Jen loves them.
So good.
She said everything in moderation, just like Bridget McRae's famous line. Everything in moderation is okay. But here we go. Ringgold, exit 345, Ringgold, Georgia. In fact, I think for a long time you could get married as young as 16 here in Ringgold, not 18. So all these great facts as we come up I-75 heading into Nashville. Let's talk about, if Love for Poultry, if you'll go ahead and private message me here what exit he's at. I'm trying to see if I see a sign for Sonic. We just passed exit 345, so I don't see any Sonic signs. Otherwise, we'd definitely stop by and say hello to Fritz. Oh, it's after I pass into Tennessee. Okay, well, just give us the, if you know the exit number, Love for Poultry, just send it over to me. Let's talk about different ways you can learn all about backyard poultry other than listening to this great radio show, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, but not because of Pat and I, but the wonderful expert guests we have on, like Dr. Bridget McRae, Richard Frudenberger, Christine Heinrich, Jeanette Behringer, all of them that come on and tell us all of their wealth of knowledge about keeping backyard poultry on a monthly basis. So thank you for all of our special guests, which makes this show educational for everybody. But, of course, you have Backyard Poultry Magazine. You've got a new magazine that's come out called Just Chickens. It's out there by and produced by or published by the folks that do Urban Farm Magazine and Hobby Farms Magazine. Urban Farm Magazine is great. I really enjoy that, of course, but I haven't seen the new addition to their collection, Chickens Magazine. You've got those. You've got Poultry Press. If you show chickens or want to get into showing chickens, you've got to subscribe to Poultry Press. It is an amazing publication. It got pictures of winners of these big shows all across the country. Really a good publication, like $25 a year, something like that. Great publication there. You've got lots of books out there. Of course, Pat's Day Range Poultry, Chicken Tractor, Backyard Market Gardening, and our new one, City Chicks. You can get all of those autographed at chickenwhisperer.net. We have them there. Those are specially autographed. We'll send out to you as soon as we can. And other books out there, The Stories Line. You've got Raising Chickens for Dummies by Rob Ludlow, backyardchickens.com. We'll get the websites in a minute. So you've got How to Raise Poultry and How to Raise Chickens by Christine Heinrich. Tons and tons of books that you can read to educate yourself on keeping backyard poultry. And then, of course, the radio show, of course, You've got websites, backyardchickens.com, chickenwhisperer.net, urbanchickens.com, mypetchicken.com, and of course a lot of the hatcheries have information about keeping backyard chickens like McMurray, Ideal, Cackle, Mount Healthy. You can go there, and Randall Burke, you just came on with their hatchery special of the day. So lots of great resources, but I want to, and all those are great. You can, at the leisurely time of your day, getting online, doing your research is great. But what about meeting people in your local area that keep backyard poultry? And a great resource for that, of course, is the meetup groups that are popping up all across the world. I think when I started the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group coming up on 2 years ago, there were three in all of the nation. And now there's maybe over 50 that have popped up, which is wonderful. I must say that the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group here, in the, probably before this weekend is out, we will hit over 1,000 members locally here in the Georgia and Atlanta area. We started out meeting once a month locally at a local restaurant, reserving their meeting room. And then now, since we're at close to 1,000 members, we meet about three times a month in different areas of the metro area. And we get together. They're two-hour meetings, roughly. Sometimes they go over because just people love to talk about chickens. But the first 30 to 45 minutes, we just socialize and eat and enjoy each other's company. Then we have a educational session. Pat's been on, Bridget McCray, where we Skype them in, do a video webinar conference. And so we can learn again from the experts all across the country. That's a great resource to do. And then the last 30, 45 minutes is socializing and chatting about the subject we just got educated on about keeping backyard poultry. So that's a great resource. And just kind of off the top of my head, I know there's a backyard poultry meetup group. And what you do is just go to meetup.com, www.meetup.com, and let's see. Let me see what I've got. Instant message here. Okay. Fritz and Christine live off exit 348. We just passed you. Yeah, we're at 350 now. So I'll wave. Maybe you can see us from the highway. And then exit 3A, Jen. Exit 3A. Once we get in Tennessee, is where Fritz is at work today. We'll go in and surprise him. Don't you call him now, Christine, and tell him we're going to surprise him. I'm going to stop at the Sonic, and we're going to surprise Fritz on our way up here to Nashville. So meetup.com, and then search for many different titles, backyard poultry, backyard chickens, pet chickens in your area. But I can tell you right now that there are backyard poultry meetup groups in Tallahassee, Florida, Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. There's a tire in the middle of the road. There we go. Montgomery, Alabama, Tallahassee, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. We've got Nashville, Tennessee. We have Dallas, Texas, which is a big one. Austin, Texas, Sacramento, California, Beverly Hills, California. I believe we have Portland. We've got Little Rock. Chicago. There's Boston. Shenandoah Valley Garden and Poultry Meetup Group. And that's yours, Pat, right?
Yeah, that is ours, and we have a meeting coming up really, really soon. Let me just say one thing that about our meetings. We've just started, but one of the things we're doing, two things we're doing is because it includes gardeners, many of them don't have chickens yet. So what we're doing is every meeting we're bringing at least one or two dozen of eggs for those of us that have chickens, and we're giving them to the gardeners or those that are chicken wannabes or don't have chickens yet. And I tell you, they appreciate them so much. And then the other thing we're doing that is so much fun is at every meeting, because we don't meet in a restaurant, but we're having a chicken celebrity guest. And people are simply bringing one of their favorite chickens, and we talk about them a little bit, and they get to meet different breeds, and it's just a wonderful way to have a show and tell that is right there at the conference room. So anyway, people are welcome to join our group from across the country and just follow along, and we'll be glad to reach out and share the materials and the things that we talk about with other meetups. So I had to put that plug in. Thank you for letting me do that.
Oh, please, absolutely. And I know there's one in St. Louis. It's a St. Louis backyard chickens meetup group or backyard poultry meetup. Mara, who's normally in the chat room, longtime listener, she is on all the time in the chat room, video chat and whatnot. I know she's got one, and a lot of members showed up for our event in St. Louis when we were there at Strotman's Feed and Transfer. Over 300 people showed up for that event. I'm still in awe. Met lots of wonderful folks and lots of listeners that listened to the show came out. And I met a lot of great fans, so it's wonderful. We've got, there's one in New York. There's just all over. And so that's a great way, not just visiting BackyardChickens.com and all the other great resources and reading, but this is a way the meetup groups are local. It's a great way to meet people. In fact, we've had several people have attended our meetup groups, and they find out somebody in their own subdivision also keeps backyard poultry, and they never knew about it. And so now a new friendship has been made, and they already have a common thread of keeping backyard poultry or living a self-sustaining lifestyle. So the local meetups are wonderful because you can schedule chicken swaps locally, events, meetup groups, coop tours, Chicks for Charity events, which we'd love to start across the country. And you can meet once a month. You can start, you know, and then, of course, at the meetup group website, you have a local, you have the message board, so you can have local things, local crafts, local arts, chicken things. I have these chickens for sale. Oh, I've got a coop because I've upgraded for sale. Chicken disease, you can pick each other's brain locally about disease and whatnot. So the local meetup groups are really a good resource. So go to meetup.com and search for that. Hang on one second. Yeah, Westmoreland 24. We're coming up on the big split here where we break off from I-75 north. We can either head towards Knoxville or we can head towards Chattanooga and Nashville. And that's what we're doing here. In a couple of miles, we'll be hitting exit. We're about to come into Tennessee. So everybody listening live, if you're just joining us, this is truly amazing technology. My wife and I are heading to Nashville on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour, and we're actually kind of just about outside of Chattanooga now, just entering into the great state of Tennessee, and heading on 24. Another couple of hours, we will be in at Nashville, where tomorrow, Saturday, we will be broadcasting live right here on Blog Talk Radio. From 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know it'll be an early show for those on the West Coast, but 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. broadcasting live from Columbia, Tennessee, Columbia Farm Supply, and then we'll be offering there at Columbia Farm Supply. Yay, we're in Tennessee, Jen just said. Just crossed the line. Hello, volunteers, Rocky Top, Tennessee. So tomorrow we're going to be having a good time. So Nashville, the Nashville Meetup Group, you can join if you're anywhere in Tennessee. Join the Nashville Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, and it is we've got about 75, 78 members strong. And tonight, matter of fact, we are meeting at there's a barbecue place right there on the corner of Broadway, and I'll have to get to it to give you all the exact name because I want to do that. And we're meeting there tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. And we'll probably go from about 7 to 8:30, 7 to 9. And it'll really, I think, be one of the first meetup groups with the Nashville Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. So meetup groups are great. And tell us some of the meetups that you've had already, Pat, with your meetup group.
Well, we've only had three so far. And the first one, we were expecting about 10, 15 people. We ended up with about 37. We were stunned. And then the one in January we had to postpone because of the storms, so that wasn't it was just miserable out. And then the last one we had was we had a Polish rooster that was brought. He was getting backed on his head, and the owner wanted to find a new home for him. So these gals that were there, Hannah adopted him. Wonderful rooster. I mean, he just loved people. And then they had some egg shares. We talked about the coop tour. We're going to do the first annual, we hope, Rockbridge County coop and garden tour to integrate the chickens in with food processing. Local food growing. And then the meeting that's coming up, I'm going to do a short, about a 10 to 20 minute PowerPoint presentation of how to integrate chickens in with gardening using different fencing types. And what I want to do, in fact, I'm going to take this opportunity to put out there to everybody that I'm working on garden chicks. I've got the outline, and I'm collecting photos and experiences of how to integrate chickens at different phases of a plant's or a crop's growth stage. And the example, I mean, we just don't have much experience about that because we've kept chickens – cooped up and in these stationary runs or even mobile runs, but not really out where they can be insecticiders and do all the mobile thing. So one of the examples I give is that I will give at the meetup group is planting tomatoes inside a chicken run and then putting a hog wire around it. Andy, I told this to your group down there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm,
the chickens can reach through and get the white flies, or you kind of have to pull the hornworms off to give to the chickens, but they'll do it. But you get the chickens will eat the low-hanging fruit, but they absolutely do not like the taste of tomato leaves. So they'll leave those plants alone while you can go ahead and raise the tomatoes up, and they can do it actually inside the run. And so examples like that, I'm playing around with different trellises, and I'll show an example of how to use like a teepee trellis so you have the chickens can get underneath for, I'm going to use scarlet runner beans, whereas they can get underneath and they'll sort of do their thing under there, and the trellis provides them, of course, a shade and shelter as their overstory.
So that's
where we're at on our chicken group so far, meetup group.
Those tobacco hornworms are humongous.
Aren't they amazing?
They are huge. Let me tell you, they're the size, they are as big and bigger as my middle finger, which with Jim's driving, I may have to start using a little more. I'm just kidding. But I love you. And so, those things, we had the first time we had seen them was last year in our garden on our tomato plants. These caterpillar/worms, the tobacco hornworm, are mammoth. They are so big. I mean, literally, I'm longer and bigger around than my middle finger. You can be in the garden just having a wonderful evening, you know, pruning, weeding, whatever, and you can hear these suckers munching on your tomatoes, your tomato plants, your tomato stems, and oh my gosh, you can hear it crunching in the garden. I just want to let everybody know we're coming around Lookout Mountain right now, and me and Jen love Chattanooga. My dad was born and raised in Chattanooga, his old stomping ground. So right now, as we come around the curve, I can look over here and I can see the beautiful aquarium downtown Chattanooga, Lookout Mountain, and the tram that goes up Lookout Mountain. Absolutely beautiful. We love Chattanooga. We came up one day on one of our anniversaries. We stayed at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel and stayed in one of their train cars that's been converted to an overnight room stay. Wonderful time. We love going to the aquarium. Downtown Chattanooga is awesome. You can catch the free tram, and then of course there's the tram that goes up to the cable car that goes up to the top of Lookout Mountain, which is a beautiful view. But we're coming into Chattanooga about 2 hours away from Nashville, and so I want to let everybody know because I promised I would do this tonight. If you're in the Nashville area, even if you're living about an hour away, we'd love to see you. It'll be well worth the drive, I think. Nashville Meet and Greet. It is tonight, Friday, 7 p.m. at Ripley's Smoking Bar and Grill in Nashville, Tennessee. It's right on Broadway. I am not a drinker, but me and Jen visited this establishment about 3 years ago when we were here. And right there on Broadway, it's a barbecue joint, and you can get some pulled pork and some ribs, and whether you like the dry rub or the sauce or whatever kind you like. So that's going to be tonight. We'll have a table reserved for all of our meetup group members that want to come out to the Nashville Meet and Greet. You can get more information by going to our meetup group there in Nashville, meetup.com/Nashville Backyard Poultry. Again, that's www.meetup.com/Nashville Backyard Poultry, and you can RSVP. And we're going to be in tonight, Friday, 7 p.m. in Nashville on Broadway at Ripley's Smoking Bar and Grill. And come on out and have a good time. But if you can't make it tonight, definitely come on down to Columbia, Tennessee tomorrow, to Columbia Farm Supply. Again, broadcast live from 9 to 10 from there, 10:30 to 12:30. We're having a poultry workshop all about getting started with backyard poultry. Going to really have a great time. But today we were, again, on the road talking a little bit about how different things you can do to learn more about backyard poultry. Today, of course, was the airing of the Martha Stewart Show, where she concentrated on, it was her chicken show, she called it. And I know Molino was there, and some other listeners were there in the audience, and some other folks that follow us on Twitter and on Facebook were there. So they had a great time from what I hear. And her whole show, Tracy with My Pet Chicken, MyPetChicken.com was there. In fact, I want to tell everybody that I talked with Derek, and MyPetChicken.com has donated 3 brand new beautiful chicken coops for the radio show. We're going to be having probably 3 one-month contests here coming up, probably starting sometime in April. Maybe we'll start the contest Pat on Tax Day as kind of a chicken stimulus package. We'll start maybe April 15th on Tax Day. We'll start one of our contests with My Pet Chicken, since they've donated a 3 chicken coops for us to give away. And we're also going to be doing some product reviews for them and some other things. So we're proud to be starting to work more with My Pet Chicken. They donated some chicks last year for our chicken stimulus package, our Chicks for Charity giveaway here in Roswell, Georgia, which we're doing again this year. But so we're going to be doing giving away some chicken coops. They may actually already be on their website. If you go to mypetchicken.com and take a look at the coops they have, I don't have it right in front of me, Melina, but I know that they've sent me pictures of them and some of the emails. So you can I believe that's a college up there. See the steeple? I want to say it's maybe Covenant College. We had a camp there one day. Anyway, beautiful scenery as we're coming through here in Chattanooga. Covenant College, I think, is up here where I had a camp one time back when I was in high school. But now we are on 24 heading towards the Big N, Big Nashville, Tennessee, and having a good time. So come out and see us tonight at Ripley's, Barbecue. It's going to have a good time. And then is that Tennessee River, Jen? Tennessee River reminds me of an Alabama song. I know, Pat, you don't like country music, but that's okay.
Oh, I do. I didn't say I didn't like it. Yeah. There's some of it I think is great, and it's so humorous. But I like the upbeat country music. Some of it gets a little negative, you must admit.
A little twangy. Yeah, lost my dog, lost my wife, lost my car.
And the train ran over my mom.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you don't have to be listening to country music to experience losing your car and your house and your wife and your dog this day and age, because the economy is just kind of in the crapper, I guess we could say. A lot of people across America are feeling the tough times. So we may be just coming along here the Tennessee River. I'm definitely tomorrow afternoon. People can come join us. I think we're going to have dinner tomorrow night on our way to the Opry, right up there by Opryland Hotel, Gaylord Opryland Hotel. There's a Bob Evans, and it's kind of like a Cracker Barrel. They may not want me to say that, and kind of like Cracker Barrel, kind of a home style, great home cooking place. So I think we're going to be meeting tomorrow. I'll post it on Twitter and Facebook. Again, if you're in the area, you can come out. But that'll be tomorrow night after the event. I think we'll probably eat at the Bob Evans restaurant there, just outside of Opryland, at the Opry there, Opry House, and then we'll head over and we're going to see Vince Gill. My publicist was fortunate enough to get us, Jen and I, front row seats to see Vince Gill at the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow night. So we're definitely looking forward to that event tomorrow. But you'll be able to, we'll see, schedule that maybe as a meetup too for the folks who live on that part of Nashville. They can come by the Bob Evans restaurant, and we can all have break bread together and then head on over to the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow night. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. We may even hit, you mentioned Hank Williams in the chat room. We're staying, I think, less than a mile from the Hank Williams store and museum. So we're definitely going to stop by there. Probably this afternoon, we'll go to Broadway and walk down Broadway and take a look at those boots we were talking about getting. And if you haven't already, depending on where you're at in the country, make sure you watch Martha Stewart today. Got to bite my lip a little bit on that one, but go ahead and watch Martha Stewart's show today. It's all about keeping the backyard poultry, promoting backyard poultry, and Melina was there, lots of other folks, and great job. I commend her for having a show all about keeping backyard poultry, because it's just another resource to get the word out for everybody. And Pat, I know you're going to be at the pharmacy tomorrow, I believe, so you will not be able to join us tomorrow live at 9 a.m. Eastern, which is a special Saturday show.
Yep, that's right. I have to go save lives. You know, I'm one of America's most trusted professions, pharmacist.
That's a whole other conversation.
That is another whole conversation,
that's
isn't it?
That's a whole other conversation based on Big Pharma and the corruption of Big
God.
Pharma. So yeah, and I know you know I'm experienced that on a daily basis. So yeah, that'll be
goodness.
For another show. But I'm going to go ahead and sign off, folks. Thank you very much for listening today. It is a fun Friday. I was going to give away a lot of great prizes, but I just, with the connection we have with people calling in, I wanted to make sure that we had it legitimately and fair and whatnot as far as taking the right caller and the time issue. So just wanted to, we'll have continued to give away prizes next week on the show like we always do. And but thank you for tuning in today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. A unique show. Friday's always fun. Friday's a little bit laid back from all the learning and education and wonderful we have on during the week. Again, if you're just tuning in or didn't hear, we are broadcasting live from the passenger seat of the SUV driving up. Well, we were on 75. Now we're on 24 West, just past Chattanooga, heading into Nashville, Tennessee for our big event, 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour on the road from Columbia, Tennessee, Columbia Farm Supply tomorrow at 9 a.m. So tune in tomorrow. Love to talk to you tomorrow. We will be giving away some great prizes tomorrow, so tune in. Chicken Whisperer gear, Purina feed, all kinds of great stuff. Pat, you have a great day at the pharmacy tomorrow, and we appreciate you joining us today and all of our listeners and all of our sponsors. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat?
Okay. Well, yeah, very interesting show. This was definitely a unique one. Have a safe trip, Whisper. Get to Nashville and have a super time there, and watch out for those cops wherever they might be along the way. But I know you don't need to worry about that. And in closing, I want to thank again all our sponsors for their support. It includes Night Guard Solar, Mount Healthy Hatchery, Murray McMurray Hatcheries, EggCartons.com, GQF Incubators, Purina, and, of course, Randall Berkey Peach. Thanks for this special monthly offer for the 50-pound feeder special. And, of course, the code word is Whisper. Thanks to our chat room for clucking along. And, of course, Andy, going down that super highway, 1040, good buddy, and watch out for all any chickens that might be crossing the road. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for providing the radio chat and the video services. And, of course, blessings to all, and may the flock be with you. God bless everybody. Oh.